You weren't available, Vanessa.
That's correct. I wasn't available. I had a
And
very full life.
when you met Donna, you said, "I'm available."
That's nice.
That's
It's
way
been,
better.
but what happened was the organization that I was working with shut down and laid us off. So then I was home about a day and my phone rang and it was a very good friend of mine, an African American Quaker from New York Yearly Meeting, who said she was sorry to hear that I didn't have a job and the organization had actually shut down because it was a good organization. It was called Green Circle and it was an organization that helped children and adults appreciate and understand difference. We talked about that some, and part of its importance actually too for me was that it was established by an African American member of my meeting, Central Philadelphia, who was working with Philadelphia Yearly Meeting at the time. And develop this tool, the Green Circle program, to help children understand and appreciate difference. So that added to the sadness to me of the organization being shut down. Then she said, "So now you have more free time. How would you be willing to work on the book?" I was engaged and about to get married, and did have a teenage son at the time. So, I said that was going to be making a big commitment and I needed to talk to with my husband. And she also offered to assist with fundraising for me to be able to have the time to write the book because FGC doesn't pay authors to write books. So this is actually the first book, in a sense, that FGC really has commissioned in the way that it has. Most books, authors submit manuscripts to French General Conference to be published so that they're already written.
You had asked about support committees. So Vanessa has a support committee for her ministry, which she can explain in a minute. And we had a committee from FGC that actually turned out not to be a very effective way to have a support committee. People all over the country who we never get to meet, but maybe once a year. So I had a group of three people in my meeting who were my support committee and were very supportive. And the problem was that I always felt like I didn't have time. I needed a lot of support, but I didn't have time to be supported, which is why I needed support. So that was very helpful. And they still are very interested in what's going on. And the person taking the pictures now is one of them.